We highlight some special performances as many sports hit the postseason and a huge event draws hundreds of female student athletes. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. This past weekend was the 25th Women in Sports Leadership Conference in Lansing. It is the first, largest, and longest-running program of its type in the country, and it brought in a crowd of more than 600, most of them high school female student athletes. The conference focused on the 50th anniversary of the passing of Title IX and carried the theme of Power of the Past, Force of the Future throughout its numerous workshops and sessions. There were three keynote speakers throughout the day-and-a-half event: Ashley Baker, the Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer at Michigan State; Sharonda McDonald-Kelly, MSU's new softball coach; and Kim Barnes-Arico, the University of Michigan's women's basketball coach. Barnes-Arico was thrilled to be a part of the event.
Keep trying to fight for change. I think it's really important. We're 50 years into Title IX, but we're not done. And be passionate and love what you do. They were the ones that talked about, you know, energy and bring positive energy and be a great teammate and celebrate the small victories just as much as you celebrate the large ones. So I loved speaking to the group, and they were really connected. And I think they're the groups that is going to continue to change the world.
We'll have more from the WISL conference later in the show. Game balls this week go to East Lansing Soccer's Carter Hagen. The junior scored the lone goal in a 1-0 win over Okemos, leading the Trojans to the CAAC Gold Cup final. The win also ended Okemos' 40-game unbeaten streak. DeWitt golfer Courtney Novak, she had a hole-in-one as the sophomore helped lead DeWitt to a regional golf title. It was Novak's first career ace. And to Benzie Central's Hunter Jones, he set a boys' cross-country meet record at the Portage Invitational, clocking in at 14 minutes and 37 seconds.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Jeff Kimmerly.
Team A has the ball on its own 3-yard line, facing a 4th and 10. Quarterback drops back into the end zone, and just before he's about to be sacked, he throws the ball away. Out comes the flag for intentional grounding, which would give the defense 2 points and force Team A to kick off. But the coach of the team on defense would rather decline the penalty and take over at the 3-yard line. Can he do that? Not exactly. While he can decline the penalty, the result of the play is the same: a safety for the defense. The penalty is accepted, the enforcement is from the end zone, resulting in a safety. Incomplete illegal passes end the play where the pass is made, so even if the penalty is declined, it's a safety because the play ended behind the goal line.
Thanks, Jeff. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you are interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. Continuing with our coverage of the 25th WISL Conference, recently retired Livonia Stevenson Athletic Director Lori Hyman was honored with the 2022 Women in Sports Leadership Award. Hyman was a college basketball coach for 17 years before becoming a high school AD for the last 27 years. The MHSAA's Kathy Vrijink-Westorp served as the chairperson for the WISL Conference.
The Women in Sports Leadership presenters were outstanding and spoke about real topics and challenges that are relevant to current day athletes. Comments were heard around the conference that students, coaches, and administrators found it very beneficial and enjoyed the opportunity to hear outstanding leaders in sport. It was chock full of great information instrumental in promoting females in sports leadership. All in all, it was a great reflection of a conference for young women on this 50th anniversary of Title IX.
For more on the conference or any of our Title IX content online, please go to MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.